Welcome to another edition of Giants Online here on Giants.com. I'm Bob Papa. Hopefully everybody had a very Merry Christmas. And now we're going to talk about the Giants and the Washington Redskins at MetLife Stadium Sunday at 1 p.m. Joining me as always, the Senior VP of Communications. He is Pat Hanlon. How are you, buddy?
Old Saint Nick brought us a different set for this. Here we go.
We've used it
here
a few times.
Here we go. I know.
Anthony Fucilli joins us. Fooch, Mr. Prop.
Hold on.
First of all, who read the book to you?
Hold on, gentlemen. You know, there are not as many pictures as I thought in this book. You know, whether this man brings this team back next year or not, I think the final chapter has not been written on this guy's career just yet.
Let me just say this.
Wouldn't you agree, Bobby?
Oh, I agree 100%.
Let me say this, too, about Peter John Baptiste delivering your prop to you this morning. I'll have a conversation with him.
Hey,
This is
a belated Christmas gift, buddy.
Yeah, okay.
I bet your coach didn't sign it for you.
No, he didn't.
Paul Schwartz of the New York Post, sans props.
You know, I'm wondering, did you finish all the... You'd like to connect the dots part at the end, right? That's what you like in your books, right? One, two, three.
I haven't gotten to that yet.
You know what? There will not be any chapters from this season in the new epilogue or the new book. This will be whitewashed.
Well, no. The chapter on perseverance might get a few paragraphs.
How about the line, though? The first line in this book here, Bobby, on the back... Only one team in the National Football League goes home at the end of every season achieving its ultimate goal.
I told you now, somebody read it to
now
me.
There you go, buddy. Now that's
big
heavy
stuff.
Heavy stuff right there.
All right, well, let's start things off here. The Giants were victorious last week against the Lions, and some kudos.
Give him
I'm going to throw out some props right now to Pat Flaherty, the offensive line coach,
because he
had to take a bunch of guys that don't start and take a guy off the bench, and they function very well against one of the best defensive fronts in the NFL.
You know, when I'm trying to write this story, and happened to Mosley? Where he's starting his first game in the NFL. Then where is he? He's being carted off.
Yeah.
And when you start to write, and you say,
who's next?
Dallas Reynolds replaced Mosley, who replaced Deal, who replaced Snee, and it's like, you know, it's right. Like biblical. You know, this guy, but this guy, but this guy, but this guy.
Bobby, fair to say,
Bobby, I'm
look, look, look I, there's kudos that they got through this game. I don't know about an umbrella of kudos for the season because the offensive line has been a disaster.
Right.
And I'm not putting that on Pat Flaherty, who I think is a tremendous offensive line coach. At some point, you can't get blood from a stone. These guys... It was a difficult season, put it that way.
But kudos
Eli left the field in one piece.
Yes, and kudos deserving to go to those players.
Despite predictions otherwise.
Those old linemen, you got to give them a lot of credit. I mean, you got to give credit to the old line coach. But how about the players who physically got to go out there and compete with those two guys up front? And you really heard their names.
I tell you one thing. If I'm a Detroit writer covering the Lions, this is a game that they had to win, that they had to nail Eli Manning. And you have Ndamukong Suh and Fairley and these guys.
You didn't hear them.
Ziggy Ansah. And they did not dominate against that offensive line. That is a disaster for them.
Well, let me say this. Here's what's even more impressive about the pass protection, because I disagree with you. That defensive line did dominate against the run, right? Against our offensive line.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it would be very easy if you're the Dallas Reynolds of the world and other people to get overwhelmed by that dominance in the run game, and they didn't. They held up in pass protection.
Well, one more kudos goes out to someone who always seems to be the ire of Giants fans.
Kevin Gilbride,
because you see Julian Talley out there in the slot, and they're rolling Eli out. There was a lot of three-step drop, defined routes, a lot less of the read op. I mean, he did a wonderful job of making sure that Eli Manning was healthy for Christmas.
Well, the rollout was good. You know, Eli is not as comfortable throwing on the run as other quarterbacks, but he's getting better at it. And you could tell right away, they're not keeping him as a stationary figure in a pocket. They're going to roll him out. And still, I mean, look, the success was there to a certain degree, but the passing game, even with the rollouts, I mean, they two successful screens, which, I mean, I think they should have stopped the game and given out awards. They should, two, that throwback screen, They should have just stopped the game, put that on highlight film, and maybe that can be the next chapter of the book. Two successful
streaks. Well, it was clear that Detroit had stolen some of the pages out of our playbook with their effort to run the screen.
Yeah, that's true. All right, we're gonna take a timeout. When we come back, we're going to answer some of your questions via Twitter as we continue with Giants Online on Giants.com.
This is an important message for all Giants fans attending the games at MetLife Stadium. In an effort to enhance public safety, a new NFL bag policy will be implemented this season. Guests are welcome to carry in clear bags, 12 inches by 6 by 12, or small purses and handbags that are 4.5 by 6.5 inches or less in size. Any non-clear bag exceeding the size limit, including camera or binocular cases, will not be permitted. The Giants appreciate your assistance and cooperation with the following policies. For more information, go to Giants.com.
Welcome back to Giants Online here on Giants.com. All right, questions via Twitter at Giants. So we start things off with at JohnThomas_99. What do you think is the Giants' biggest need in the upcoming draft?
Offensive lineman.
The offense needs to be fixed. It has to start with the offensive line. Yeah, I mean, they drafted one in the first round this year. You really don't like to go back-to-back and draft another offensive lineman in the first round. Again, this year in 2014.
But you better.
You sign somebody who's a young veteran, 25, right. 26 years old. Right. Put it this way. I think you need two new starting offensive linemen.
No doubt.
I don't care where
now,
you put them.
If you get one in the second round, I'm fine with it.
Yeah,
too.
You need two guys who you feel can start.
That is the thing. David Deal was a fifth-rounder.
Fifth-rounder.
You can find starters in the middle rounds
right.
of the draft.
That's why I was a little upset about the fourth round.
It's rare, and you need four other cohesive parts around them. You know, Justin Pugh, don't forget, may or may not have started this year before David Deal got hurt. You know, he might not have started opening day. Right. So he's going to start all 16 games, and that's great. But you need two new pieces, and then you move around whether you want to move Pugh or you want to move somebody else. But, you know, if you want to re-sign Kevin Booth, you need two guys who are going to play and be two of your better offensive
Paul, you can find guards and centers after the first round. Now, sure. It's tough to find tackles, really good ones. But I think the Giants need to, you know, draft a defensive player high and get an offensive
lineman. It's not sexy, but you just have to do it.
All right.
Good players.
At Timothy 42700, how impressed are you with Eli Manning's current consecutive game starting streak?
Listen, the biggest part of being there is being there. The biggest part of being invaluable to your team is being available. And since he started, he's been available every week.
Well, all you have to do is look around the NFL. I mean, Tony Romo, you know, Cutler.
155 quarterbacks.
All these teams are losing.
Started since he started his first
All these teams are losing quarterbacks. It's amazing, but the Giants still have the same guy.
It's a great feat. You know, Woody Allen said, 90% of success is just showing up.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yes, okay. I figured you
were. It was preparation.
Eli shows up every day. Everyone, you know, Justin Tuck said the other day, I always know when I drive in, Eli's Toyota is sitting there already.
After he stopped at Walgreens on the way to the
Dunkin'
Quest
Donuts?
Diagnosed.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Dunkin' Donuts.
It's there when he gets
Quest
here. And it's still there when Tuck leaves. And, you know, look, he gets paid the most. There's a tremendous responsibility on him, and he can't control everything that he does, but he can control his work ethic, and that's immaculate.
At Wicked Knuckles asks,
who do you think were
the Giants' offensive and defensive MVPs this season?
Offense and defensive MVPs?
Yeah.
Come on, don't disappoint Wicked Knuckles. Come on.
I will say defensive MVP. I'm going to go with Antrell Roll. Tuck didn't play as well in the beginning of the year. I'll let you do the offense.
Well, Antrell Roll is the team MVP. He's been the best player on the team this year. You know, I was thinking about that, actually, Wicked Knuckles coming in. I was thinking, you know,
might be a relative.
Who is the MVP? Because there's no one you could say. Victor Cruz has been the most consistent player. Now he's going to miss the last two games. Nobody on the offensive line. There's no running back. Yeah. It's not Eli. I would say it's got to be Cruz, but. You know, Cruz had a disappointing season for him, no doubt.
What about Kevin Booth and the fact that he's got to always move around?
Well, I don't know because the O-line was so bad at the beginning of the year. I don't think
he was invaluable. You're right.
Right.
Because he can, in a dime, he can stop and play any position.
But not
MVP. But I don't know if his level was as high as it needs to be the MVP.
All right, at Santa Claus, ho, ho, ho.
Where you go?
Is David Wilson still the starter next season when he comes back?
I have no idea what his mental condition will be. It's an interesting question because the organization needs to address that position. There's no doubt about
it. Well, the frustrating thing, I think, Pat, and I'm sure you would agree, is that before David Wilson got hurt with this neck problem, he was not tearing it up. You know, he didn't look like a guy, this is our starting running back.
No, he looked like...
He looked like a tentative second-year guy.
He looked like a young player who was just learning how to play the position.
Which is unfortunate because running back is the one position where you say
right.
a guy can come in and with a few tweaks
right.
can get the ball right,
right.
away.
Right.
You know, he had a very inconsistent rookie year. This was his second year, Pat. It
right.
wasn't
but
his
Paul,
first call.
Some of that went on the old line of being 80 year also. They weren't blocking.
He fumbled the ball
anybody.
Twice in the first game.
Right.
He did not look. He didn't know when to take it outside, right. when to hit it hard inside. He was having his issues
right.
before he got
but
hurt.
There were some guys on his ankles before he touched the ball.
He had as a rookie, he had a defined role. In his second year, that role
expanded
right. and he violated the two cardinal rules of a running back, especially a running back here. A, hold on to the ball, and B,
protect the quarterback.
Right. And so you got to do that or you're not going to be on the field.
Last question. At JinxFan in PA, when will Pat take a vacation?
About 15 minutes. No. Who knows? June.
Tuesday.
When will Pat take it?
Why would Pat need a vacation?
When does Pat come off his vacation?
Right.
I want to know.
Thank you.
With that said, we're going to take a timeout. More of Giants Online here on Giants.com.
MSG has the best big blue shows, like Giants First and 10, 10 Things to Know for Sunday's Game, and Giants Rewind, where we break down last Sunday's action, two reasons why the only true blue home for true blue fans is MSG.
Welcome back to Giants Online here on Giants.com. Sunday at 1 o'clock, Giants wrap up the season against the Redskins as the Giants try to get to 7-9. Paul, I guess... You know, if they could win 7 of their last 10 games, that's something to look at on the season as a positive.
It's very interesting. You know, what do you make of this season? 7-3 the last 10 games. Wow, that's a team on the rise. 0-6 the first adds up to 7-9, not in the playoffs. I don't think John Mara or Jerry Reese are going to be fooled at all by this 7-3.
Or Tom Coughlin.
The 7-3. It's not not that it's a mirage because they won 7 out of the last 10 games, but this was not a consistent season on many levels from start to finish, and the 0-6 really ruined everything. You know, it ruined everything, and you could tell. To me, there was four segments of the season: 0-6, 4-0, the one game against the Cowboys. It was his own entity because that was a build up to a great week, a playoff type, and then the last five games, and that's the way the season went. And
that's not a bad way to look at it.
That's the way I look at it, and it was very dissatisfying.
And the worst part is about that 0-6 was five of those six games, but at the end of the third quarter, they were right there to win those games.
Yes.
It's not like they got blown out in six games, but they were their own worst enemy.
It literally was a team that could not win. You know, it wasn't like they weren't competitive or they had no pride. It was literally a team that could not, found a way to lose every game.
Hey, what are you doing over there?
Have you found any answers in that book?
I have.
I see that you've been reading for 30 minutes and you're up to page 2. Go.
You know, as Tom pointed out here by Andy Rooney, everyone wants to live on top of the mountain. But all that happiness and growth occurs when you're climbing it. And you know what? They got a lot of climbing to do next year, fellas, because to me, people got spoiled around here, and this year was a miserable season. So hopefully next year, Bobby, people won't have high expectations on this football team. People will take them lightly, and they'll surprise everybody.
I don't think anyone has to worry about this team feeling too good about itself in this offseason and in training camp that people will look at it and say, oh, the Giants are going to win it. I don't think that's a problem.
There is a heightened sense of urgency here,
yeah.
Because as we get to January, you know, the calendar turns another year on Eli Manning, and it'll be going into his 11th year. And there's no guarantees in the NFL that when you go from a guy like this, the odds of finding someone that's even close next.
Just Denver.
Just
Denver.
Look at the 90s.
Right.
So they've got to get this straightened out and get more around him and play better because this is the window here for whatever he has left, which is another 5 years.
And a lot of people, Paul, wonder if Eli Manning's going to bounce back. I wonder if the Giants are going to put the pieces around him for him to bounce back.
Well, the interesting thing is when you mention age, Tom Coughlin hates it. Now it's Tom Coughlin, 67. Now his age is an issue because his team is bad, and I like Tom's response All right, that's fine if you question me. Show up at 5 in the morning, you know, hang with me all day and see who's the last one standing. But now with Eli, you mentioned the same thing. Now it's Eli Manning, 32. Now his age becomes not an issue because we don't know, but it becomes part of the discussion. Is more of his great days behind him or ahead of him?
Is he starting
but if you, look at most quarterbacks in the NFL,
they play later.
It's, but
he's healthy. But I'm saying
when you have
your worst season of your career at age 32, it is reasonable to ask, is there more ahead or more behind? I'm not saying there's not, but it's reasonable to ask that because he's never been 32 before.
I think a more reasonable conclusion is that while Eli has not played well this year, and I think this is what Bob was just saying, is he's got to have the parts around him. And we've discussed, especially up in front of him, the parts have been a revolving door this year. So he has to have the pieces around him, and that, starting Monday, the day after the Redskins game, this dissection of this season and how we ended up, where we ended up, is going to take effect, and it's going to be the meetings that John Mayer, Jerry Reese, Tom Coughlin, the coaching staff, the player personnel side of this organization. Those meetings are going to be
unpleasant,
but they're going to be thorough and vital. You know, Tom Coughlin always talks about critical self-analysis. Well, there's a lot to be critical of and a lot to analyze, and that's exactly what's going to happen.
You mentioned the Redskins' prediction for this week.
Well, I just wanted to say I hope this is not Justin Tuck's last game. I don't care about the Redskin game. He's been a great player. He's been professional. He's a warrior. I'd like to see him back here next year. I think he has at least one or two more good years left. That's my prediction.
Okay.
That wasn't a prediction. It was a soliloquy. That's fine.
It was a holiday wish.
There is a game to play. It's important. Every game. There's no meaningless games. It's supposed to rain, which will really add to the atmosphere.
Now you're a weatherman?
I think it's supposed to rain. That's what they say. Right. I think the Giants will win.
That's what weather people do.
I think they'll win. I'm not going to give a score. I think they'll win.
Okay. There you go.
Why are you abstaining from offering a score? We got to read the Sunday Post.
24-17 Giants.
There you go.
No, I won't sign.
He gave a score. All right. Listen, guys, Fooch, we appreciate your contributions every week.
Really?
Paul, obviously, a mainstay here on the program. And to all the other reporters that took the time during the course of the year to join us here on the show, we hope that you enjoyed it. Patty, have a great new year.
Happy New Year, Bobby.
Have a great new year. And we'll see you all again in 2014 on Giants.com. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Enjoy your football on Sunday. You've been watching Giants Online on Giants.com.